Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9M FY23 results conference call of Hiranandani Industries Limited, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. We have with us today Mr. Raghuram K. Shetty, Managing Director, Mr. Ronak R. Shetty, Executive Director, and Mr. Rajkumar Abhasna, Chief Financial Officer. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rohan Ori from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lizanne. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. I shall now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you, everyone, for taking your valuable time for Hiranandani's Q3 and 9 months FY23 earnings call. The company's 9 months FY23 revenues stood at 10,655 million, impacted by challenging global macros, including prolonged geopolitical concerns, rising inflation in major economies, and slowdown in demand. The domestic technical business witnessed lower demand due to challenging market conditions coupled with higher inventory. Our export business was impacted by volatile global macroeconomics. The EBITDA margins were suppressed during 9 months FY23 due to higher raw material prices and an increase in power and fuel costs. Hiranandani's CapEx plans are progressing as planned, and it will further strengthen the company's capacities and capabilities for the coming years. Hiranandani aims to leverage its sales and marketing teams, reach to strengthen its relationships with existing customers along with adding new customers. The near-term outlook is challenging for the entire agrochemical industry. However, Hiranandani will continue to diversify its product portfolio, widen its distribution network, and sharpen its R&D focus for creating sustainable growth. The company is well poised to build on the strong operational competencies developed over the last few years. I am hopeful the company will continue to grow and surpass new milestones in the coming years. We look FY23 as a transitionary year for Hiranandani and are optimistic of the future. I will now hand over to Mr. Rajkumar Abhasna, our CFO, to take you through the financials. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. I would like to briefly touch upon the key performance highlights for the third quarter ended 31st December 2022, and then we'll open the floor for question and answer. Now, moving towards financial highlights for the quarter ended 31st December 2022, revenue from operations stood at rupees 2,802 million in quarter 3 FY23 as compared to 3,954 million in quarter 3 FY22. EBITDA stood at 264 million during the quarter, with EBITDA margin at 9.41% in quarter 3 FY23. PAT stood at 144 million in quarter 3 FY23 as compared to 535 million in quarter 3 FY22. The company's domestic-to-export mix stood at 49-51 in quarter 3 FY23 as against 65-35 in quarter 3 FY22. The sector fundamentals remain challenging for the short term. However, it continues to remain strong for a long-term basis. That concludes the update on financials. Now, we can open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bhavya Gandhi from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. A couple of questions, sir. First question with respect to CapEx. What is the CapEx figure for 9 months? Because I see there is no incremental depreciation charge in the current quarter. If you could just share the CapEx number for 9 months.
For 9 months, we have done CapEx around 60 odd crores. Okay, for the depreciation, it's not done because all in the WIP. That is the reason for it not depreciation charge.
Okay, so 60 crores, our annual guidance is around 150 odd crores. So in the last quarter
we will done around 50 to 60 crores more capex, and it will be just around 120 crores for that.
Okay, so we don't expect to touch to 150 odd crores, it will be around 110, 120 odd crores, right?
Currently it seems difficult, 150 crores for that.
Okay. And if you can just share something on the employee cost, because last quarter it was around 19 odd crores, this quarter it is around 16 odd crores. So are we not ramping up the facility, adding new employees? What is the reason for lower employee cost?
Lower employee because some cost is related to the our turnover basis. Okay. So our turnover has decreased by around 30% or kind of thing. So some labors and some, you can say, the lower production in our factory premises also. That's why the cost of the employee cost has gone down for this quarter.
Okay, contractual workers, maybe that is the reason for...
Yeah.
And sir, one more question. In last 8 quarters, we've not seen increase in our dealers, whereas our formulation sales has increased to, 64 odd crores. From 64 odd crores, we've reached now to... almost double. So if you can just shell out what is the reason for no increase in the number of dealers, stagnant around 9,400 dealers.
No, 9,400 dealers was number of the FY22. We have not updated the number of current quarter. We will update in the, you can say, the year-ended number.
Okay, fair enough. I'll get
currently
back.
It will be that currently, if you say the currently number, it will be more than 10,000 dealers.
It will be more than 10,000. Okay, that is okay. Thank you so much. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Yogesh from Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Yes. So, sir, my first question is, if we recall, Q1 and Q2 both were quite weak. Q1 was one of the worst quarter for us. One of the main reason was the China lockdown, and Q3 has been even weaker. So just, it would be helpful if you can get some details on actually what is happening in China. Is there a demand issue or the ports are closed? So exactly what is happening in China because of which we are facing this problem?
So basically, the entire, if you see, the global macro situations are not good. In Q3, because majorly it's the Western countries where you have major business. But because of inflation, foreign exchange availability, and in China also, if you see, because of the COVID issues, there were a lot of lockdowns in Q3. So the demand issues are definitely there, and supply is sufficient to fulfill this kind of demand. That's why... there's this price issues and all that have come into play. But we've not really reduced prices. That's why there's a dip in the turnover.
Okay, so there is no issue of logistics. Like last time, it was the Shanghai port was closed. So it's not about logistics.
There are no port issues as such, but geological, geographical, macroeconomic issue is not really good.
Sir, what is the current, like, China reopened in the latter half of December. So what is the current situation? Are we getting orders, requests, from that part?
We have started getting orders from China, but then because there are supply available in the market, both in China as well as India, that's why the price expectation of our customers are lower. But once demand kicks in, things will stabilize. So for now, we are being very selective, and not really reducing our prices. So initially, maybe it looks bad, but once the demand kicks in China, the prices will also stabilize and things will start moving in a better way.
Sure, sir. And for the quarter, how was the domestic business? Like, export is down, but how was the domestic business? That is, has it increased during the quarter, Q3?
Usually, Q3 is not a domestic period, and because as I said, the macroeconomic, global macroeconomic situations are low. That's why domestic requirements for export orders have also been low in this particular quarter. Have I answered your question? Or do you need?
Just to understand a little more. So, was like domestic business would be small, but it would be like what would be the trend?
What happens is, okay, so usually what happens is in quarter three, the demand for herbicides are more in the domestic in India, and we are more strong in fungicide and insecticide portfolio. So whichever what orders we usually get are exports and domestic orders, which are for export requirements. So because the your macroeconomics, global macroeconomics have not been good, that's why insecticide, fungicide requirements for our products have been low, and that's why the hit in the total turnover.
Sure, sir. And just coming.
Usually, our products start moving in Q4, the insecticides and fungicides. Q3 is mainly a herbicide period.
Sure, sir. And just coming back to China, like Q4 is also a large quarter for China?
Yes.
The COVID is still a concern even now in China. The situation is not really normalized in China, and now there is a festival. After the festival, it is hopeful that the situation will improve in China. The fourth quarter, as far as China is concerned, it should be better than the third quarter. But normally, third and fourth is the main export market, especially for China. China is a global production hub. The Chinese buy from India also our range of products and distribute to the global requirements like Africa and all. But now fourth quarter should be much better than the third quarter.
Sure, sir. So just to understand on the demand side, like if I take approximately like about 50% revenues come from domestic, approximately, and then the rest 20% odd comes from China. So about 70% is contributed by two countries. So yeah, if we are seeing some pricing pressure in China and some, you know, like demand issue as well, so what would be the outlook on China? Will this grow in FY 2024? How do we see this forward?
Sir, can you reframe the question? Grow as in?
So, what I meant is, like, if there are some challenges in China because of COVID and others, like pricing challenges and demand issues, how do we, what is the outlook for the China business? Do we see it growing in line with, you what we see, like 18%-20% growth. Do we see that going forward in FY 2024?
Yeah. That will happen because our new facilities will be coming in. When it comes to China also, usually our line of products start moving in quarter four in China in a big way. The Chinese government have already taken a call to open up the entire economy, even though they have these COVID issues, because lockdown was really not supporting them. We will start seeing demand coming in from now, because today is the Chinese New Year. They had been on holiday for almost 15, 20 days, and they should be opening up in February.
Sure, sir. Regarding my next question is on the CapEx. Regarding the Sarigam CapEx phase one, which we are targeting March end. Are we on track to complete it by March end, phase one?
Yes, we are on track for this CapEx plan that we had given. Our facility will be coming up, and the products that we will bring in would not be purely from China perspective. That's distributed both in India as well as other than China geography. This will also diversify our geographical risk that we have, and also our product portfolio will become better.
Sir, by when can we ramp up this phase one to optimum capacity?
It should be one to two quarters, it should be ramped up to sufficient capacities.
I'm assuming that this is technical, so the optimum capacity utilization would be about 70%-80% in 6 months?
Yeah. We can say 70%. Next financial year.
Sure. 70% by September, right? September 2023, right?
Yeah. We are hopeful by September it should be at 65%-70%.
Sir, have you got the product registration for this molecule coming up at Sarigam?
Yeah. We have registrations for few of them. For the other two molecules, we'll be starting slow. Yeah. We'll be starting slow, but slowly as we get registration, we'll increase our capacities.
Applied and it is lined up.
Yes. Sir, what I understand is like we will start with two molecules and three molecules will come in phase two.
Three molecules we'll try and bring in the phase one only.
Okay. The other two will come in phase two, which will start after October 2023.
Yeah.
Sir, one question on the growth expectation we have. Like FY 2023 was challenging, and we have a long-term revenue growth of 18%-20% on revenue. Will there be any pent-up revenue growth because 2023 was down? Are we in line with this 18%-20% revenue growth in FY 2024?
Yeah, we will be in line of 18%-20% in FY 2024. This year has been tough, and that's why otherwise, in a usual year, we would have been able to achieve, as we had projected, 18%-20% even this year. Things have not been good. That's why we may match the last year's turnover this year.
Sir, just coming back to the guidance. It's like 18%-20% is our long-term expectation, but since FY 2023 was weak, would there be any pent-up demand? Can we exceed the 20% guidance next year? Maybe like 23%-24%, because 2023, there was this problem with lockdown in China.
Currently, we are very conservative in that. Okay. We estimated it will be around 1,450 we are targeting for FY 2023 and 1,850 we are targeting for FY 2024. This is all our ballpark numbers on that.
Okay. FY 2024 would be like 18%-20% and 2023 is like 15%-18%.
Right.
Margins would be similar FY 2024, like between 18%-20% operating margins.
Yes.
And lastly, on the cash flow, sir. So are we positive on cash flow from operations at the end of 9 months?
Not now. For the FY first half, it was positive. For this quarter, it's almost around, you can say, minus to around 5-10 crore rupees.
We hope to get back to positive territory by end of the financial year?
We cross our fingers. We are targeting our cash flow positive for this financial year, but it seems to be it will be a neutral around minus 5 or plus 5 in the range.
Sir, the last question on the planned CapEx at Saykha. So when are we looking to start our next stage of CapEx in Saykha?
We are targeting by FY24 end.
Okay. And this will be herbicide, totally herbicide?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Niharika from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question would be on the inventory side. So how much days of inventory do we hold as on December?
Currently, inventory is around 110 days, madam. 110 days.
This is higher price inventory, or have we taken any write-offs in quarter three regarding?
Madam, because we are inventory as a carrying out of policies of the market value or the cost, whichever is less. So it's almost, you can say, the market value is the inventory.
So we have not taken any write-offs in inventory considering the.
No write-off.
Secondly, I want to understand only, so you are saying that there has been macroeconomic factors, and that is why our performance is not as good. So what exactly do you feel that these all things would fall in place next year and our demand can come back? Because I understand one portion is China, say 20% of our sales, but the rest of 50% is dependent on India, probably U.S., and a bit of Europe. So what things do you feel would fall in place that do you see demand coming back?
Madam, currently, you can say that our domestic business has grown. Our domestic business has grown by 4% for the period of 9 months, and our export revenue degrowth by 12% for the 9 months in that. The major contribution is the China-related issues for that because the COVID issues was exceptional year for FY23. So we don't expect it will be continued for FY24 also. It will be continuous with the pent-up demand of the China will also come in the next year. And the other geography we are entering with our new plant capacity and new registrations also. So we are track on that we will be achieve around 18%-20% growth from FY24 by FY23.
And our new plants will have a different product portfolio. And we have got a lot of new registrations in India as well as a few other countries. We'll be targeting these new products in these new geographies. And that's how we feel that this 18%-20% should be achievable.
Okay. And also, there were some peer companies whose results are already out for this quarter, and their agrochem division didn't perform as poor as ours in a way. So what do you think? Are we losing our market share in domestic? Because seeing the presentation, I could see that our domestic demand has fallen drastically quarter on quarter. Export hasn't fallen quarter on quarter that much, but I think domestic demand, I can see, has fallen down. So what do you think might be the major reason for that, and why do you think our peers have performed a bit better? Are we losing market share to them?
Madam, domestic business, we have two aspects. One is the formulation, and one is the technical business, you say. Okay. So formulation business has grown by around 25%-30% in that. But our technical business, which subsequently is to be exports in that, okay, it has grown by the degrowth by around 15%. So for our branded formulation, our definitely market share has increased in that.
Also, product profile company to company is different. So it is not necessary we've lost market share. It is possible that they are in a different product. They deal in different products where the issue may not be that grave as our product that we deal in. They may be doing business more into herbicides also. and we are into insecticides and fungicides.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Also, I want to understand on the Sargam side that what kind of top line are we, of, like, can we achieve maximum revenue potential from Sargam in phase 1 and phase 2?
Should be around 2.5 to 3 times our investment.
Okay, and when do we plan to achieve it? I understand that you will be planning to ramp it up in phases. So, this 2.5x would be possible, say, in FY25-24 end?
Yeah. You will consider for optimum revenue, we will consider FY25. We are being conservative.
Okay. My last question would be on the capacity utilization side. So what kind of capacity utilization did we see in this quarter?
Capacity utilization in our existing facility?
Yes, yes, existing facility.
Existing facility are in our technical plants, it's at 90%, almost 90, you can say 85 to 90, and in formulations, it's around 55-60%.
Okay, and now that we are in quarter four of this financial year, do you see any demand coming back? Like, because you said that quarter four demand should be better in domestic, so what kind of scenario are you facing currently?
We feel this, usually our Q4 is usually better than Q3. So we see that as China has also opened up, the government has opened up Chinese economy, we see that demand from China will come in Q4.
Okay. Okay, that was it from my side.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Chintan from Prudent Corporate. Please go ahead.
Sir, can I say that this is the only one-off kind of quarter?
Sir, there's a lot of disturbance from your line.
Okay. I will get back in the queue. There is some problem from me.
Thank you, sir. We'll move on to the next question. That is from the line of Bhavya Gandhi from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand how many products are there in the pipeline. So five that you mentioned, phase one, phase two that we are aware of, and then post that, how many products are there in the pipeline?
We are evaluating around 10 to 12 products for Sargam. It's a multi-purpose facility, and we have got many registrations in India, which is available in the public domain also, and few registrations we've got in other countries, like in the West, as well as a few in the Middle East and Africa. So based on that, we will be bringing in new molecules, some maybe a dedicated facility and some on multipurpose facility based on some campaign.
Okay. And in the first year, from April onwards, in the first year, how much revenue can we expect from Sargam? 2.5-3x is FY25, but in the first year, can we expect at least 1.5x of revenue the investment that we're
doing? We'll be able to achieve. Not really calculated like that, but we should be able to achieve 1 to 1.5x.
Okay. And with respect... Okay, yeah. And with respect to our domestic technicals, because I see it's almost at 50 odd crores versus on a sequential basis, it was at 122 odd crores. So barring the supply issue, is there any competition intensity which is increased? Because that's a major fall, because if we take it on a YOY basis also, from 106 crores, it's down to 50 odd crores. Domestic technicals, I'm saying.
Last year, if you see, there was power issue in China, because there was a big final product price rise, which we had seen in Q3 last year because of the China issue. So we saw a very good quarter in Q3 last year. So this year, it is exactly opposite. It is not usual. It is a really unusual year. So you've seen two cycles in from last quarter to this quarter. Last year, this quarter, to this year, this quarter.
Okay.
And do we maintain the annual revenue guidance that we had? Because that seems unachievable with this quarter results. So
we've already said that we will be matching last year's turnover.
Okay.
And next year we have projected at 1850.
Okay. And with respect to so if you can just quantify the number of registrations that we had one quarter back and now that we have.
We don't have that figure now, but we can get back on.
Okay. Any approx figure will also do. How many registrations that you know, number of increased registrations that you've got in this quarter, maybe that also helps.
It'll be around 30.
25 in this quarter.
It would be a mix of both formulation as well as technicals. In domestic also, we've got good registrations of technicals.
Okay. And can you just share the role of Ajit Gujral that we've hired and brought him on board?
Yeah, he'll be looking into our marketing domestic. Domestic, both brands as well as B2B.
Okay. And on the technical R&D front, does he have any competence or how is it like? Or only in terms of marketing he's going to look after?
He's mainly for marketing. He is not a R&D person, but yes, his views on patents as well. Patents as such has been really good in the past, which we consider as part of marketing itself.
Okay.
So based on his views,
based on his suggestions, we can take up new high value products we can select.
Yeah. For
which is required in the coming years.
In the branded as well as B2B segment.
Right. And going forward, are we looking at more 9.3 products versus 9.4? Is that the thought process?
There will be 9.3 formulations going forward, yes. We will be pitching for more because we've got a lot of technical registrations in the last 1 year, and we have already filed for many, which we may see in the next 6 to 8 months. So based on those molecules, we would be filing for some formulation 9.3 registrations as well in our B2B, and we may give it in our B2C, and we may give those molecules in B2B as well.
Okay. In terms of pricing, have we seen realizations drop drastically, or is it only the demand which has led to poor revenue?
Both. Even prices have come down.
Okay, prices have also come down. Is it possible, you know, to quantify at least the top 3-4 molecules that we have this on price erosion, or how is it?
Across products.
It's across
the quarter to quarter, there has been price erosion. But if you see last quarter, last year, Q3 to this year, Q3, there has been a big fall.
Okay. Okay. And possible to share the split between herbicides, insecticides and fungicides? How much revenue does it contribute?
Around 70% is 70-75% is insecticides, and rest around 20% is fungicide, 5% may be herbicide.
The equation will change in the coming years because the Cyca cycle will be dedicated to herbicide.
Okay,
and
that would be
having
the
fungicide coming in. Pardon?
Okay, that would be metribuzin, or which one would it be? Is it possible?
No, there to will be few other molecules also which will come in Cyca, not just metribuzin.
Okay, fair enough. I'll get back in with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vicky Wagwani from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
So there is 30% YOY drop in our turnover in this quarter. If you could quantify between how much is fall due to price and what is the impact of volume decline?
Both way it has impacted.
The quantification now would be tough. We'll have to work that out as well. But there has been price as well as volume decline this quarter.
Okay. Sir, and we have seen the sale of.
Hello?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. The line for the current participant has dropped. We'll move on to the next question. That is from the line of Imran from Longbow India Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. I believe I am audible.
Yeah, you are audible.
Okay. Sir, just one question. If you can, tell us whether, out of these 3 months, last 3 months, October, November, December, which one was the worst?
December was the month which we got lowest turnover in December.
Okay. And October and November were normal compared to last year same time?
No, not to compare, no. Not to say, it will be, we got around 5 to 7% degrowth in October, November.
As we mentioned, last year Q3, there was a big jump in the prices because of China power issues. Mm-hmm. So last year to this year anyways, we've been seeing a fall value-wise sales figure in October as well as November, but December has been very poor.
Okay, so that means you kind of knew that, this is not doing that well in this quarter. October and November was not that good. Now my question is, then if you already knew this, then why did you, given a guidance of 15-17% growth, you'll continue for this year when you were doing the con call last time in November? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is my question, am I audible? You heard my question or shall I repeat?
No, your question was not audible. Now we are able to hear you.
Okay, so let me repeat my question. I was asking if you knew that October is down 5-7% and November is also looking very similar, then why did you guided, in the last con call for about 15-17% growth?
See, normally this third quarter and fourth quarter is going to, in the past trend, it used to be better for many years. So all of a sudden the situation has changed mainly because of the COVID also, which was unpredictable.
Okay. So you didn't know about it till your last
50%. One thing is we had already guided lower to 15 to 17% revenue growth in this year in Q2 call, and that was from an H1 point of view. We had not considered that from Q3 to Q3 basis. We had considered based on what we were seeing in the month of October that sales were not up to the mark, but things would be better because there were discussion of things improving and all. So we said that we would be maintaining anywhere around 15-17%. Even in our last con call, we had guided lower our projections.
Right. And, given whatever data you have as of now for this month, based on that, I'm assuming you're aiming to, match last year's revenue. You'll do more revenue basically in Q4 so that you'll match last year's revenue, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
So my first question is, what are the reasons for the drop in margin? Because there is no inventory loss, the CFO had mentioned. Then what are the reasons for the drop in margins?
Basically, the margins consist of 2-3 reasons. First is the raw material cost has gone up in that. Okay, and we are not able to entirely pass on to the customer due to the FG prices not in our control is also. And second one reason is the our inflationary factor in that, or the fuel and the power cost has been rising by around 20-30% in that.
This is the two major reasons for the dropping of margin.
Okay. Sir, did you say raw material prices have gone up?
Yes, raw material prices has gone up.
Gone up as it has gone up, but for our set of products, it has not come down.
So you are still not able to pass on the increase in raw material prices to your customer. That is what you are saying.
Yes, yes. Because our geographical, your macroeconomic situations are not good. Demand is really not coming in. China was under lockdown. And China already the factories have inventory in place. So global people are expecting prices to low.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your audio is breaking up.
Am I audible?
Sir, it's still breaking. I'm so sorry.
Now is it audible?
Sir, slightly better. Please proceed.
Okay. So issues of macro situation has been done. There's been lockdown in China. Domestic season usually in Q3 is also done. So overall things, because of lower demand and ample supply, the prices also, expectation of customers were down. So prices, we had to give in lower prices to our customers. The RM prices were on the higher side, which did not come down. So overall, we had to face some margin issues.
Okay. Now that you have given for the full year flat,
initially we tried to hold on to the price. Sorry. Initially, we tried to hold on to the price. As was already mentioned by our CFO, that December had been bad. But we held on for as long as we could. But things did not look good. Even by mid of November, then we had to take a call.
Okay. Sir, no, for the full financial year, you have said that you would try to reach last year, revenue figures. How it would look in the bottom line? Will you able to reach last year profit or will it be lesser than that? Hello?
Members of the management team, are you able to hear us?
No, we are not able to hear you.
Sir, are you able to hear us now?
Yeah, now it's
fine. Sir, what we do is we'll just disconnect your line and reconnect you all. Mr. Gandhi, may you proceed with your question? Mr. Gandhi, may we request you to proceed with your question?
Yeah. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to understand the geographical breakup. In terms of our sales to China, what would it be as a percentage of revenue in this quarter and a quarter back? Sir, your voice is not audible. Any broad understanding also will do, at least.
We'll give this particular information off instead of giving you some broad idea. We would have to.
Okay, and in terms of our overall exports, I think Middle East contributes the major. If you cannot at least quantify, but in terms of overview, you could just mention.
Asia Pacific gives the major in domestic.
Voice is not audible, sir. It's cracking up.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Sir, your audio is breaking up.
Okay.
So we'll just disconnect your line and reconnect you. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay connected while we reconnect the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a conference operator. We request you to stay connected while we reconnect the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We now have the line for the management reconnected. Over to you, sir.
I just wanted to know the geographical breakup. We were discussing about, is Middle East a major portion of our exports or how is it? If you could just rank it amongst different geographies, that will also help.
Yeah, we, as a rank, if you have to say, excluding India also, Asia Pacific is the number one geography, followed by Africa and then Middle East.
And then Middle East. Okay. And in terms of depreciation, is it possible to quantify how much would be the first year depreciation charge as a percentage of incremental capex?
It will be around, you can say, because the proportional on the loss side, it will not more than 2 to 5 crore rupees in that.
2 to 5 crores roughly. Okay. And in terms of our employee cost, how much would it be fixed and how much would it be variable? Say, if you can quantify that.
It will be, say, around 75-25 in the range.
75-25. Okay. Thank you so much. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vicky Vagwani from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you again for the opportunity. So my question was, I have seen peers also the sale of insecticide has been impacted in this quarter. Any specific reason for the same?
The same. It is usually in domestic. It is not an insecticide period. And macro situation globally has not been good. If you see,
YoY basis, if we compare for Q3 last year, the sale of insecticide has come down. So maybe inventory is more into a channel or what, any specific reason?
Yeah, you can say inventory is more because demand is really not picked. And production did not go down because everyone expected that demand will come in sooner or later, but that did not happen.
And so secondly, if you could give our prices on YOY basis for top three molecules, maybe for cyclomethrin, beta-cyclomethrin, if you could give what was the price in last year, Q3 and then this year, so that we can
We'll have to look into it what exactly the price was last year, but there should be around 10% dip as compared to last year to this year.
Okay.
10 to 12% dip for sure.
On average basis?
Average basis.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Yogesh from Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the follow-up. My first question is regarding the U.S. business. So we are targeting about $25 million in the U.S. business. So what would be the timeline like? By when can we expect this?
2 to 3 years.
So by FY25, we'll be able to target $25 million?
Should be.
And sir, how many products are registered in the U.S. for us?
US for now two products. Recently we got one more product registration in US, and hopefully by end of financial year one more we should be getting, or maybe Q1 next year.
Sure, sir. So just wanted to understand, and if you can share some more details. What I understand is currently we have about 25 crores of revenues coming from US. And if we take a 2-year horizon, $25 million, if I take exchange rate of $80, like 200 crores in about 2 years from 25 crores. So
yeah, when would these, 3 years.
So will this around 4 products we have, will this be sufficient for us to ramp up to around 200 crores in 3 years?
So we are planning more products. We have already applied for a few more products.
So total, I think around 6 to 7 products basket we will be making in US. And depending on how we get the registrations, this figure would be we would be able to achieve.
Okay, okay, sir. And sir, this will be all herbicides. The 6 to 7 products which we are looking at.
No, it will be mix of all three.
Okay, but the major composition would be herbicides.
No, no, it will be insecticides and. Insecticides and herbicides.
Sure, sir. And
mainly,
sir,
more insecticides we've applied.
Yes, sir. And sir, any plans for us to register products in the LATAM market going forward?
Yeah, we have also started activity in LATAM market. We already sell in the Latin American countries. But we plan to increase turnover even in LATAM market, and we have already filed for some registrations also, but it takes longer in LATAM.
Sure, sir. So we already have products. Yes, sir. So just to understand, like, we already have products registered in the Brazilian market?
Yeah, we have products as a source addition in Brazilian market.
Okay, and this will be like which category, like insecticide, herbicide, which type of?
All insecticides.
Yes, sir. And sir, what would be our total capacity for deltamethrin?
Deltamethrin total capacity should be around 300 tons per annum.
And this will be mainly export oriented?
Yeah, mainly export.
Yes, sir. And sir, last question on the quarter. If we see at the effective tax rate, there has been a big decline, both quarter-quarter and YoY basis. It seems to come from some deferred tax related assets. So if you can share some details on that.
The tax rate will be in the range of 24% to 25%, because over the next year, next quarter, the plant, new plant will be started, and we get a depreciation benefit for that also. So it will be range around 24% to 25% in that.
Okay, 24-25% going forward in FY24.
Right.
And sir, just to come back to the quarter, third quarter, it was around 21%, the effective tax rate, 21, 21.5. So if you can share some details, what led to the decline in effective tax rate?
Because tax rate we are calculating on the annualized basis. So this was the exceptional quarter, and the profit decline is too much in that. That's why tax rate is, you can say, the quarter to quarter impact also.
Okay, thank you, sir, for answering the question. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Rajesh Jain from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, my call got disconnected when I was asking my last question. It's regarding, you have given a guidance for the top line, which will be flat compared to last year. So what would be the same guidance for the bottom profit? Net profit?
The EBITDA margin will be around 18% to 20%.
For FY23, I'm asking. For the
FY23, the EBITDA margin will be around 12% to 14%.
Okay. My second question is, now the Sarigam facility phase one would commission by the end of this quarter?
End of this quarter.
Yes, okay. No, second is about the registrations. You had told us last time in the call that a few customers from Europe and US would be visiting our plants. So all those visits and everything is gone successfully?
Yeah, it's an ongoing process. So okay. We had European visit, US is pending. So it is continuous process where customers from different geographies now, as everything is opened up, I started moving and evaluating facilities also. So we also had a Brazilian company audit our facility recently.
Okay. Now, why I was asking is, you had mentioned last time that, you know, US, we may do around 50 crores next year. And now to the previous person, you mentioned around, you know, 200 crores in the next 3 years. So the registration and all that, you know, the marketing setup, all those are on track?
Yeah. So we have taken a goal of 25 million and we have already started working for that goal. So okay. Next year, we should be able to meet 50 crores. And okay. Also, we've put in few registrations. If everything goes well, this, we would be able to achieve this figure as well.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Taha Ansari, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, what is our R&D expense in terms of our revenues as of financial year 23, as well as what R&D expenses to revenues we see going forward? And what is the current size of our R&D team, sir?
Well, currently, R&D expenditure is around 1% for that, and going forward, it will be around 1 to 2% in the range of that.
Okay, good.
The team is around 25%, sir.
Okay, sir. So my next question is, 3 years back, our MD Raghu sir gave an interview in which he has mentioned that soon company will come up with biopesticides. Can you please update us on that?
So for now, it is yet under planning stage only. We have looked into few molecules in the biopesticide segment also, but maybe we'll take it up for marketing first and not production.
Okay,
it is definitely a good segment to it's a good segment to look into, but for now we have not yet seriously entered into manufacturing or seriously thought of manufacturing such biopesticides.
Okay, so it will not take place in let's say near future.
Pardon?
It will not take place in near future, sir. I think so.
No, at least not in the next 1 year.
Okay, fine. So, in next question is, in 2020, government proposed to ban 27 pesticides, although ban not implemented yet. If in future this get implemented, then our two products, acephate and dentamethrin, are going to be banned on that. Please, if you can tell the revenue share company gets from acephate and dentamethrin, and is the company ready to protect its revenue if these two products get banned?
So already we have been softly, we have been told that dentamethrin is not going to be considered in this list as it's a safe molecule used in public health as well as agriculture. Secondly, dentamethrin in agriculture also in India, it's not a very big product. It's mainly an export product. So coming to the second molecule, acephate is not a very big molecule for us today. And we'll be able to shift our sales to another product if acephate tomorrow gets banned.
Okay. So, sir, if you can please share the revenue in terms of acephate and dentamethrin.
Acephate is negligible. Delta definitely is a big molecule for us. But the ban also is only for domestic, which they have mentioned,
okay,
and not exports.
Okay, fine.
So that
share
would be very small.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. I think dentamethrin is 8 to 9% of our revenues.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it won't be banned. It is only a data submission. It is submitted and it won't happen.
Won't happen. It's already mentioned that data required by the government has already been submitted and should be okay.
Okay, okay. Fine, sir. So next question is, as of my knowledge, our glyphosate product is fully or partially banned in 160 plus countries, as well as recently India has implemented several restrictions on the usage of glyphosate. Sir, if you can share the revenue percentage company generates from glyphosate side, and what's your opinion for the future of glyphosate?
It's not a very important product for us.
Yeah.
And it is not banned, it's only partially for a few months it is banned, but for us it is a negligible turnover. And there is enough alternate products, even if it is some restriction.
Okay, so there will be no serious setback if it doesn't happen.
Less than 1% of our sales.
Okay, fine. So next question is, one of our competitors on pyrethroid side is adding capacities in cyclothrin and beta-cyclothrin. And we're mentioning cyclomethrin and permethrin as an old product in the industry. So what's your opinion on that side? And are we also working on these updated products?
Yeah. Yeah, his opinion, otherwise it is not, it is a very well accepted product worldwide.
We are also working on these molecules.
So cyclothrin and beta-cyclothrin
have very good efficacy on field level as well as very well accepted in public health segment also.
Okay. Even if it's a product, we can also produce that.
Okay, so fine. Okay, sir. That is all from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now have the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah, thank you very much for showing interest and joining even in Saturdays. I appreciate. And if there is any further query, or we can EY will reply for any further queries. Thank you so much for your interest.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Emkay Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.